Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Mamacita, welcome to the Mamas con Ganas podcast. That's mamas as in, hey mama, y te traemos episodios para que tengas las ganas de motivarte, surgir y triunfar. Don't be a mama con drama, let's be mamas con ganas. I'm your host, Valentina Izarra. In this episode of the Mamas con Ganas podcast, I'm going to be talking about the power of simplicity. So this message, mamacita, that you're going to hear today is super simple, but super powerful. I have actually been discovering the power of simplicity at work in these last couple months. Now, if you have been listening to the podcast for the last couple weeks, you'll know that I choose always a theme word to accompany me throughout the year. And for 2022, the word that I picked is fun, because I want to inject everything in 2022 with a lot of fun, because I know that when I bring fun to my life, I'm more disciplined, I'm more joyful, I'm more consistent, I'm happier in general, and I have more energy. So that's my theme word, my main word for the year. But there are two other words that I chose to accompany the fun for this particular year. And my other two words are, one is simplicity, which is what this episode's about. And the number two is organization. And at the end of last year, both of these words sort of creeped into my mind. They were like spoken to me. And I pay attention a lot now when I get these messages, because I know it's like downloads from the universe. And the first one, it was about mid-year, and I realized organization is something that I really want to have in my life. And then at the very end of the year, I had another universal download, a download from the universe. And this time, the word that was spoken into my ear was simplicity. And this word, I'm going to tell you right now, it is so magical. The magic that it has brought to me in the past, 2 months since I've been applying it to my life is amazing. It's amazing and transformative because it literally makes everything easier and simpler. And I think sometimes we're sold the idea that the more something is sophisticated and complicated, the better it is. But in actuality, the simpler, the better. You know, just like they say that the pleasures in life, the biggest pleasures in life are sometimes the simplest pleasures. In general, the simplest things, the simpler the thing is, the better. And it's interesting because I'm sure that you've heard of the acronym of KISS. So KISS standing for Keep It Simple, Stupid. Or you could say, keep it simple, silly. In any case, this concept of KISS was actually developed by the U.S. Army or the U.S. Navy, and they use it when they're designing anything. And even engineers use this acronym. And when they're designing systems or they're designing, and in the process of creating anything, they really try to emphasize KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And it's shown that When you keep it simple, things just run better. They're more efficient. And it also leaves for less crowding of the mind. So the simpler something is, the better. And I promise you, if you start asking yourself, so I have these questions that I want you to ask yourself as you listen to this podcast to see how perhaps you could simplify your life in ways that you never knew, and how that may allow more peace of mind to come into your life, more joy, more excitement, more ganas. And it's funny because I was thinking about this as I was preparing for the podcast. I was thinking, you know, simplicity is what keeps the drama out of our lives. And of course, I always say, don't be a mama con drama, let's be mamas con ganas. And I think one of the key elements that we need to embrace in order to take the drama out of our lives is to really just simplify. And when I mean simplify, I mean examine the way that perhaps you could bring the element of simplicity into your schedule. A lot of times we run around and we fill our schedule and we make it complicated. We make it overly busy. And then we feel stressed out because we committed to so many things. And one of the ways in which I've discovered lately, in which, you know, a way that I can bring peace to myself is sometimes by simplifying my schedule and to weed out those things that I don't need to be doing and to really prioritize. And prioritization is one of those things that comes when you start simplifying your life. Because when you really get down to the basics, the first thing you do is you have to prioritize. When you're simplifying your schedule, for example, you need to eliminate the things that are unnecessary. And when you do that, you really need to take into account and into analyzing what are my priorities. It's the only way to really organize your schedule, for example. So if you're feeling like you're running around like with a chicken, like a chicken without a head, and that you have way too many commitments, perhaps what you want to do is simplify your schedule. Say no to those things that you really don't need to be doing or you don't want to be doing. You just feel like you have to be doing them out of obligation, and find the power and the courage to say no to these things. And, you know, sometimes that requires letting other people down. But I think the worst thing that we can do to ourselves is to let our own selves down. And sometimes as women, we say yes to everybody else and we're closing the door and saying no to ourselves. So I think part of that organizing of our schedule and simplifying of our schedule is that ability within ourselves to put limits and to set boundaries, and to sometimes do less than more. So that is an invitation for you to look at your schedule. And if perhaps you are a little bit stressed out with it, simplify it. Or try it on for a little bit. See how it feels to simplify your schedule a bit. See if it eases the stress, if it makes you happier, if it brings you more peace. Another element of simplification is that and actually I've used the word already in what I was explaining, but it really focuses you to organize yourself, which is interesting because that's the other word that I have for this year. So it's fun on the top, fun in everything I do. And then the other two words that I look to are simplification and organization. So simplifying things a lot of times means that we clean out. It's like our closets, right? Have you ever had the feeling of opening your closet and being so overwhelmed by all the things that you see that you don't even know what to choose for the next or for that day to wear? Perhaps something that could help you is to literally simplify your choices by organizing or cleaning out, getting rid of. So it's the same concept with your schedule. Sometimes what we need to do is eliminate. And in organizing in organizing your closet, for example, sometimes what we need to do is just get rid of. And that simplifies our life. And when our life is simplified, it makes it so much easier. I don't know, but I'm discovering this for myself. And that's why I had to share this message with you, my mamacitas. I was like, I need to do a podcast on simplicity because I'm discovering just how powerful this word can be. Also, for example, if you're like mothers that are listening to me, or maybe even if you're not, but you are the one who takes care of the cooking and the meal planning in the home, what's a way that you could simplify your cooking or your home meals. So this applies to basically every area of our lives. And with work, oh my goodness, even more. The simplification, when I bring this word into my work area, simple, keep it simple. Like when I get overwhelmed recently, when I get a little bit indecisive, let's say, or I get overwhelmed about a decision that I need to make, the first thing I ask myself right now is, how can I make this simple? How can I keep this simple? And that question in itself has brought me so many breakthroughs and decision-making, and it gives me the momentum when I keep it simple to move forward so that I don't get stuck in the analysis paralysis mode. Because when we complicate things, we can tend to get stuck in overanalyzing and staying and not making a decision. And sometimes what we just need to do is move forward. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't do the best we can. That doesn't mean that our business never expands and grows and gets bigger and, in a sense, gets a little bit more complex. But before we get so complex, we really need to start with the basics. So when you ask yourself, how can I make this simple? How can I make this decision simple? And go back to the basics, it really has you focus on what's important. And when you focus on what's important, I mean, there's nothing more powerful than that. It really, really has a lot to do with choosing our priorities. So it will change your work life as well when you bring simplicity into your career or into your decision-making. Okay, another one, for example, that I've been looking at with in bringing simplicity into my life is in my finances and budgeting. So ask yourself, you know, for your life, how you can simplify your personal finances, how you can simplify your budgeting so that you actually stick to your budget and your financial goals for the year. And although at first glance, it will bring you maybe a little bit extra effort, if you really apply yourself, at the end of the day, having done the work of budgeting and financial planning, it will give you a lot of simplification because you'll know exactly what you're allotting in expenses to each category in your life. So see how perhaps you could simplify your budgeting and your finances so that you can look ahead towards the future and sort of anticipate things as they come before they come so that you know ahead of time, let's say that you're going to go shopping on Saturday. If you know ahead of time what your goals are, you'll know that perhaps you can't make that purchase that you'll be inclined to make or that you might make had you not simplified your budgeting ahead of time and realized where your priorities lie in terms of the finances. And I'm doing that always for myself as I go throughout the year. One of the other things that I've realized that really helps is instead of waiting 6 months or 3 months in order to do, let's say, my expense reports or see how I'm going along throughout the year, something that simplifies my life is to just allocate a smaller amount of time each month so that the work doesn't seem so overwhelming with the finances, you know, 6 months down the line, because it's very different to look at your expenses in 6 months. You have so many months to analyze rather than doing it one step at a time. And that also allows for you to stick to the goals that you've set for yourself financially in the year. And if you're listening to me and you really don't have any financial goals, mamacita, this is a place to start. Consider this a message from the universe to start organizing yourself financially. I always say there's no female empowerment without financial empowerment. So even if you're not the breadwinner in your house, take a look at the numbers and empower yourself financially in knowing what comes in and out of the house, you know, what's invested, how much is invested, how much is, and it really does pay off so much. Because sometimes as women, we want to, you know, sort of, let's say, ignore financial responsibility, particularly when we're not the breadwinner. We think, oh, that, you know, that responsibility belongs to somebody else. But I truly believe that the day that we as women become more financially empowered and responsible will be the day where we see the change in the world that we really want to see. The more that we ignore the money equation, money is important in the world. I think sometimes we want to pretend that it's not, or that it's not a spiritual conversation. I think money is a very spiritual conversation, and it has very much to do with whether we feel empowered in our lives or not. Anyways, that went over to that, but it's an important message, and I do want to emphasize it whenever I can. So going back to simplification, see how perhaps you could simplify your financial goals and your budgeting. You know, what apps can you use to keep track of your finances? Or what Excel sheets could you put together so that you could see how you're coming along throughout the year? Okay. Another great thing about simplicity is that it gets rid of indecision. And I know I spoke a little bit briefly about that when I talked about how it helps in your work, but it really is powerful. When you make things simple, it's easier to make decisions. And when we delay in our decision making, it delays in our results. So it's very important to make decisions as much as possible. And sometimes we feel like we can't make decisions because we're feeling unsure about it and we don't know what's on the other side. But staying in that indecision, does that help us accomplish anything? Absolutely not. And hey, if we realize that the decision that we made did not take us necessarily to where we wanted to go, does that mean that we shouldn't have made the decision in the first place? Well, just take it as a learning lesson and then make another decision. But don't stay stuck in that indecision. So bring simplicity into your life so that you can make decisions and go. And if you fall along the way, you fail along the way, and you fall, get up and try again. Like the song says, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself. The way is it? If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself up and try again. You can dust yourself up and try again. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about. It's a Ciara song. And okay. Oh, and this is, I wrote down as the final thing that I realized simplicity has been bringing for my life. And it's the fact that it brings this sense of lightness. Simplicity allows you to get rid of a lot of heaviness. You know, a lot of complexity. The complexity brings heaviness, and the heaviness brings confusion, and the confusion, it just brings indecision, and it's just such a weight on your shoulders. So simplicity allows you to free yourself up of that weight, to basically leave a bunch of rocks on the floor so that you can walk towards your future, the future that you've envisioned, and towards your goals with a lightness that will give you more momentum. You'll be walking faster because you're lighter, and you'll walk in the direction of your dreams way quicker, and also with a lot more clarity. Because like I said, complexity brings confusion, and simplicity will give you clarity. So there you go, mamacita. That's the message I wanted to share with you. I hope that it helps you. I hope that simplicity brings the magic to your life that it has brought recently into my life. And I intend to keep simplicity in my pocket for a long time to come, because God knows it's helping me a lot right now. And please let me know your thoughts on the episode, mamasconganas.com/119. Let me know what you thought of the episode. I will be making a mirror episode of this podcast episode in Espanol, so you could share with those who might not speak English but need to receive this message as well. Until next time, mamacita, love you. And remember, kiss, kiss, kiss. Keep it simple, silly. Chaito.
It's Valentina. Espero te gustó este episodio de nuestro podcast. If you liked it, or if any of our content has inspired you in any way, I'd be ever so grateful if you showed some amorcito by reviewing us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. Every single review will help us reach more mamacitas so they can live their life con muchas ganas. It's because of you, our listeners, that we're able to create contenido para otras latinas. Un millón de gracias por suscribirte, escuchar y compartir nuestro podcast. Si tienen preguntas, comentarios y más, pueden visitar nuestra página web mamasconganas.com or follow us on social media at mamasconganas. You can also write me directly at info@mamasconganas.com. Hasta la próxima, es Valentina recordándote, don't be a mama con drama. Let's be mamas con ganas. Besitos.